Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to make our way through the first chapter of the first letter of St. Peter, which is on last week, and continue it this week. There's so much gold here to be mined, and there's so much to be inspired by in the words of St. Peter. Really, in each line, we could literally spend the rest of this week on two or three lines, verses that are coming up. So hopefully I'll make a little more progress than that. We've been talking about hope, essentially, and as a Christian, being united to the resurrection of Jesus Christ through baptism and being united to everything that belongs to him, we inherit, St. Peter said, we share in the inheritance that belongs to Jesus, the firstborn son of the Father. Everything has been given to the Son by the Father. And he shares first and foremost with us the life that's in the Father and in the Son with us. He gives to us the gift of the Christ life, the eternal life. St. John the Apostle said the eternal life that was with the Father has appeared to us. We've seen it. We've touched it. And he wants to draw all people into that life, right? Through baptism, through repentance and baptism and entering the life of the church, he wants us to be in the family of God. John says, we have fellowship with the Father now. What you see with the apostles is that Christianity wasn't just kind of a higher level of understanding of the law. It wasn't just a moral system. It wasn't like an esoteric set of beliefs and enlightenment that happened that people shared together. That Christianity, at its core, is a new life. That's it. We have hope. We become a new creation. Because there's a power that has laid hold of us, not just an idea, not just a philosophy, but salvation is possible because the life that we need, a dying race of people needs new life, a life to live beyond death. It flows from God. Its salvation is a participation in the very life of God. And that comes in the person of Jesus, first and foremost for us, and ultimately through his church to us. The church is the instrument of God's grace, the place in which we connect with the life of Jesus. So we're not just an organization by human design, a positive, encouraging community of people, which that's part of it. But the source of it all is we're all born again by water and the Spirit, that there's a new power in us to give us a new capacity to live a new way of life together, the life that Jesus himself is forming in us. He's forming a communion, a community. He's forming a family. And what's cool is the recent popes have told us so clearly, he's forming a missionary communion, a family on mission. Because the whole family is caught up in the Son in Jesus, and what Jesus is all about. Jesus is all about leading us to the Father and having fellowship with God, our Father, and introducing us to our Father and beginning the journey now toward the day when we will see our Father face to face in completion, and he will be all in all, and every single thing that every cell in our body was made for, our spirit and our soul, will reach its completion and its fulfillment and its perfection and its absolute freedom. It's just so beautiful where Jesus is taking us, and it's beginning here. And it's the new life that's in us that's unfolding, and the whole journey in the church, in this missionary communion, is toward the Father. So all of us have a common Father, which is what makes us a family. We've all been birthed now into a new creation in this new family. In Jesus, we share the same life principle in us. That's the Holy Spirit that brings us to freedom and a new identity. And it's the Spirit that gives us the virtues of faith, hope, and love, and every other virtue and good and spiritual gift that comes from the Holy Spirit given to us by the Father. And Jesus wants this communion to deepen. And what's at the center of the communion with this people that are filled with faith, hope, and love is love. The center of it all is Jesus is enabling us to come into, by his help, the love that exists between the Father and the Son, which pours out of them. It's called the Holy Spirit. Self-donating love. a love that's free, a love that wills the good of the other as other. The kind of love we saw in Jesus. No greater love is a man than this, he lay down his life for his friends. A love that's willing to forgive 7 times, 70 times a day. We're willing to do it because we've received that love and that mercy from Christ for our own life, for my life. He's come to me in love. And imagine when Jesus was hanging on that cross, naked, bleeding, broken, offering himself freely to God the Father as an offering of life and of trust and abandonment to the Father on our behalf, giving to God what belongs to God, which no human being could do. He offered himself totally to the Father. That's exactly what every human being was made for. And he did it from a cross. And he looked down and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Imagine yourself today, this morning, standing right there, 5 feet in front of Jesus, looking up at him on the cross. And he's looking down at you, blood and sweat, water flowing from his side, from his hands, from his feet. The blood is flowing. You can just see his body writhing in pain and the crown of thorns on his head, the blood running down his face. And barely strong enough, he lifts his head a bit and he opens his eyes and he looks at you. And he says, Father, forgive him. Use your name. Put your name in there. Father, forgive Peter. He does not know what he's doing. His mind is darkened. He's trapped in sin. His pride and his ego and his lust and his anger and his unforgiveness and his bitterness and his fears grip him. And he's in the hand of Satan, who's enslaving him. And Jesus says, Father, forgive him. And it's that prayer, it's that act of love on the cross that cleanses you and cleanses me of all sin. It's that act of forgiveness, of love, that sets you free and it sets me free. And Jesus, who prayed on our behalf, the faithful, beloved Son, who has the heart of the Father and the ear of the Father, Jesus went to war for you. Jesus died for you. Jesus came to rescue you. So just today, before we go any further with Peter, make sure that you give time today and tomorrow and the next day to see yourself before Jesus, and that you receive from him what he's giving you. What he wants you to do is he wants you to give him your sins. Give him your life. Let him crucify the sin, which means let it go. Acknowledge it and let it go. The devil wants to do is he wants you to be preoccupied with self-condemnation, shame. He wants you to feel like you have to turn away from Jesus and not look at him and walk away, or that you don't want to lift your head and your eyes at him because you're afraid what you're going to see is condemnation coming on you. St. Paul reminds us there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you're baptized into Christ and you're repenting of your sins and receiving the sacraments, you are a child of God and you've inherited the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Spirit that Jesus offered up on the cross, he said, Father, receive my Spirit. Jesus gave the Father his Spirit. Jesus freely gave it so that Spirit could be given out. And that's the Spirit that's poured out on us in baptism. It's the same Spirit at work in Jesus as Jesus offered himself on a cross in obedience to God. So there's power there for you to learn how to be obedient to God. It's the same Spirit that lived in the love of the Father. It's that Spirit that has come to to pour the Father's love into your heart. That's why St. Paul said this hope that Peter's preaching about, he said, this hope will not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through Christ Jesus in the Holy Spirit. This is a love that conquered everything. This is a love that will never end. This is a love from which everything that's come to be exists. And the devil's a puny, defeated power in the face of God Almighty and the life and the love that flows from him. There's now a new power in you and a new capacity. Receive it. There's no virtue in beating ourselves up in front of God. He has to wash you. He has to cleanse you. He's saying, come to me. I know you're broken. I know you're fallen. I know you have failed. Lift up your head. Open your eyes. Jesus says, look at me. Come to me. Let him lift you. Let him cleanse you. Let him wash you. Our part is giving ourselves to him totally. Don't hide anything from him. And let him free you from the lies of the devil. The lies that the devil tried to trap Jesus with in the desert, in the garden when he was in agony. The devil was trying to, you know, to get Jesus to move out of God's plan and purpose for him. I'm sure he was testing Jesus. What kind of God would love you? What kind of God would lead you into this? You sure he's going to be there for you? You sure he loves you? Jesus was fixed on the Father. His face was set like flint, Scripture says. And he went to that cross first in obedience to the Father to express his radical love for the Father so it would echo for all eternity. That God's purpose for the human race is fulfilled in Jesus. Jesus, the second Adam, has given to God the Father everything that he made for the human race to be. Did I say that right? I hope I said that right. And he's poured out that same spirit that was in him into us. And so that's a spirit that's confident before God, not cocky or presumptuous, but secure, the security of a child. It's confident, it's filled with trust. It's filled with a kind of desire for radical abandonment and desire to be identified with Jesus. It's a spirit that leads us to want to fulfill the commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep the commandments. And what the Spirit's all about is love. It's single-minded, it's single-hearted, it's radical, it's all out. And it's going to lead us to love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. This is what the Holy Spirit wants to produce in us. And faith, hope, and love are the foundation of it all. Yes, I believe Jesus. Yes, I believe. I thank you for the forgiveness of sins. I thank you that you've made me your child. I thank you that you're doing this work in me in the Holy Spirit. I receive it. I trust it. I live in it. I walk in it. It's my life. I want to put you first. I welcome you, Jesus. Help me to put the Father first and obedience to you first in my life. Let that be my treasure. Work that miracle in my soul and put to death the habit patterns of sin in me that keep me in darkness. Walk in that. Pray that every day, friends. He is going to lead you to completion as a son and daughter of God. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.